This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
The Bears beat the Falcons 30-26. Bleck and Abdallah talking football with you here on ESPN 1000, 312-332-3776. So the game ends yesterday. Nick Foles looks great in the fourth quarter. He throws three touchdown passes in the game. The Bears storm back 20 points in the fourth quarter to win and beat the Falcons. They now go to 3-0. And I feel like there's a lot to take away from this game because not only in the contest itself, there was a lot that took place, but this is also a moment in the season where we will point to and say, was the decision right for Matt Nagy, A, to start Trubisky from the get-go in week one in this season, and B, and number the second thing to look at is, will this decision pay off for the Chicago Bears? The ability to go out and trade for Foles in the offseason, give up that fourth-round pick, and then select this quarterback to then come in here and run this offense for your offensive-minded head coach, Matt Nagy. Yesterday's game was a big win for the Bears with 3-0. It's fantastic. But this is a game that will now shape the rest of this season for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I think that you can't really say that it was the wrong decision to start Trubisky from the jump because of the outcome. It's all outcome bias, right? Because they beat Detroit and they beat the Giants, they dodged a bullet. Because they won those two games, Trubisky was able to bring them down and from being down against the Lions and win that game. And then the defense held, albeit except for that last touchdown at the end, of the Giants. You're allowed to say that it was not an error to start Trubisky. Had you lost one of those games and you end up missing the playoffs by a game, you can look back at one of those games and say, well, if, you know, look at how Foles played once he came in for the Falcons. If he would have been in the Giants game or the Lions game that the Bears lost, maybe we'd be in the playoffs right now. But because they won, I don't think it's fair to say they made the wrong decision. They held a quarterback competition that we weren't allowed to see any of, or the media wasn't allowed to see very much of. And the media, by all accounts, was like, look, Foles is a little better, but by all accounts, not much better. So give the kid one more chance, see what he can do. He came back and performed against the Lions for one quarter. He had a decent half for the first half against the Giants. And then he just could not put it together against the Falcons. And so Nick Foles comes in, and now it's not a problem. The difference between this and what the Titans did with Marcus Mariota is the Titans had to rally and win a bunch of games in a row to come with Ryan Tannehill and come back and try to make the playoffs, whereas the Bears still have the luxury of being undefeated.
I'm surprised that this move took place while being 2-0 in the second half of a game when you're still above 500. I'm stunned. When I saw it yesterday, I was stunned that it took place at that time. I'm not saying that I thought he was playing well yesterday, and I'm referring to Mitchell Trubisky. I did not think he was playing well, and I wouldn't have started him in the first place. But I thought that this move would not have been made until the season got into dire straits, and when you knew that the playoffs were starting to slip away from the ability of this team being able to get there. That's what I thought would take place. You get a losing streak, 2-3 games, and all of a sudden that window to make the playoffs starts to get smaller and smaller as the year goes on. And now we're in week 8, we're in week 9, and okay, we're a game under 500. Something needs to change here. Boom, you make the move. I was stunned that they're 2-0, they haven't even lost a game, and that they make the move. It's a full. What a bold move by Matt Nagy. You got to give him credit for it.
Look,
it paid off.
You can't look at the...
You know why? And it paid off because the offense looked different, because it seemed like all the parts on the offense were being used the moment Nick Foles entered the game. The moment he entered the game, he's spreading the ball around. You see guys running vertical routes, mm-hmm. making moves across mm-hmm. the field on defenders, and he's putting the ball there. Like, it immediately changed. It did. And to me, it was stunning that it wasn't a losing streak. It wasn't just a terrible, you know, 5-interception, 3-fumble game from Trubisky that gave him the boot. It was one bad pick and missing Anthony Miller on a touchdown.
Dude, it was the missed field goal that he obviously didn't have anything to do with him, but not getting in touchdown position again, not taking advantage of being in the end zone when you're on the Atlanta 17 in the second drive. Punt, you finally get a touchdown, another punt, and then an interception. That's what led to it. You see the writing on the wall. Look at the team up north. Look at the Packers.
But
look at how good they are.
Here's my point, though. I didn't need that. I didn't need to know that. Like,
but
to know that result, does anyone remember the Rams game last year?
No, look.
He pulled them from that game.
I understand
Why did we think there was going to be something different? He was injured, remember? Listen, the last 2 weeks, like 2 weeks ago, Matt Nagy was asked, is Mitch getting closer to being more consistent? Here's Nagy's response. This is from the 16th of September, so 12 days ago.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's the word, Deion, is consistent. And I think that's where when you evaluate the quarterback position, inconsistencies can get you, right? And that's what can get frustrating if you're inconsistent. So you can't be consistently inconsistent. You got to be consistent all the time. That separates the good from the great ones, and we're trying to get to that point. That fourth quarter that Mitchell produced and put together, number one, was special physically, but for him to bounce back mentally the way he did after those first three quarters, and again, I don't want to give all the credit to Mitchell, because there were some pretty good routes, there was some pretty good protection, and there were some pretty good catches as well, but. What happens is that when you fight through and you battle through like that, you feel that momentum, and it catches fire, and then it ignites the defense, and then it goes back and forth. And so, boy, if he could put together to throw 3 touchdowns, be 8 for 10 and have that rating he had, you don't need all that the whole game, but if you could get some of that, that'd be pretty good.
Okay. 7 days later, Matt Nagy speaking to the media. This was from the 23rd of September. Have we seen enough improvement in Mitch? Remember, coming off a 2-0 start. Here we go. Mitchie down the street. He's got all the confidence in the world, right? Here's Matt Nagy.
Yeah, I would say, Jason, that right now we definitely see enough improvement. I think that he knows that there's plenty more that can happen. There's a couple reads that he had in that game that, you know, was number one in the progression, and he didn't get to. And he knows that. We talked about it as an offense, and those are the ones that we want to eliminate, because they can turn into big, big plays. But there's been a lot of growth with him as well in regards to his decision-making. You know, we talked last year, it was a big deal. Like, let's not make a bad play worse, number one, and let's keep that next play mentality going, where if something bad happens on one play, let's make a good play the next. He's been doing that. We haven't had that domino effect. That, to me, is, again, another sign of growth.
That was from 5 days ago from Matt Nagy. And we could go down the line of all the different comments from Nagy this offseason into training camp. We could play them all about all this development and all this nonsense. Trubisky goes 13 for 22 for 128, a touchdown and an interception. He's pulled from the game. To me, it means nothing. Like, Foles was the guy all along.
Okay.
And this was all nothing.
Okay. So what does it matter?
Well, did he actually develop? Did any of, like, the...
But what does it matter?
The training camp decision.
But what does it matter?
It's a sham.
What does it matter?
Well, I mean...
Who cares? It's
okay,
over.
Okay, I get it. Outcome bias, they won the first two games.
Okay.
I understand.
Outcome bias, they won the first two games. The experiment's over. We're done. Trubisky's
right.
Done.
Well, fine.
Foles
then
is the quarterback now.
Good.
Foles is the quarterback now. It doesn't matter what happened in the offseason. It doesn't matter what happened in the first two games. They won, thankfully. And now you're in a division with one of the best teams in the NFL, in the Green Bay Packers. And they saw, and you saw, and look, the best thing Matt Nagy had going for him yesterday is that he had to wear a mask, because that dude was fuming. And I would have loved to see some lip readers be able to see what he was saying into that microphone after, you know, some of these miscues in the red zone in the first quarter when they missed the field goal at the Atlanta 28, when they scored a field goal at the Atlanta 17, two punts in a row, you get the touchdown, another punt, and then you throw the interception, because he knew it. And he didn't even talk to Trubisky. He didn't do the benching. Bill Lazor went over and said, "It's Foles' turn. Sorry, sit down." So that's all you need to know. It doesn't matter about the smoke and mirrors of the quarterback competition. Doesn't matter.
Like, well, I mean,
but it doesn't matter. Fine. Don't lose sleep over it.
I'm not losing sleep. Am I sleeping right now?
Upset.
I'm awake.
You sound very upset.
I'm not
over
upset.
Things that don't matter.
Let's go with PJ in Naperville. You're on ESPN 1000. I'm awake. What's up, PJ?
Hey guys. First and foremost, love the show.
Thanks, man.
But I did want to make a comment. When we're saying that it was a bold move by Nagy, I don't feel so. I don't feel that it was a bold move. I think it was a move that needed to be done a long time ago. Everyone knows that Foles is a better quarterback than Trubisky. Trubisky is the worst starting quarterback in the entire NFL. We're fortunate to be 2-0. You're correct. However, this is a move that could have been done from the very beginning. There's no way that Trubisky's a better quarterback than Foles, even going back to the summer. Foles is a better quarterback. He's got the resume to prove it. I mean, Trubisky overthrowing receivers by 5 yards and on a route that we're going to score a touchdown. All he's got to do is put it in his hands. He's overthrowing receivers all the game, throughout the entire game. He's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. He needed to be sat down. It was time. I mean, now our biggest concern moving forward is, can we keep Foles healthy? And we got to stop being predictable on offense. Nagy's got to tighten that up, too. We're extremely predictable on offense. I'll listen to what you guys got to say.
Thanks, PJ. And I would imagine if you put Foles in the shotgun more, I would imagine that this offense will be less predictable, because they're going to start running the football out of spread formations and out of that RPO formation. And thus you put the defense in a situation where they're playing an extra cornerback on the field and you're running against smaller defensive backs instead of an extra linebacker out there on the defensive side.
Well, and unfortunately, too, Tariq Cohen's going to miss the rest of the season. So that's going to take away some of the predictability of when you see Tariq back there, what they can do. I know he's a gadget player. I know that, you know, you never know what you're going to get with him and how Matt Nagy is going to use him. But that also means the running game might get better, because those touches that would have gone to Tariq Cohen are now going to go more towards Cordell Patterson, more towards David Montgomery. You're going to have more bruising running backs in there that can actually get longer yards than stopping at the line, because they can't get through, you know, they can't get past the offensive line, defensive end. It is going to be up to the offensive line to keep him healthy, though, because you can't, going back to Mitch late in the season might be, because I don't know what this kid's going to be like mentally now. What this guy, like, what he's going to be like. He looked like someone killed his puppy on the sideline, and I don't blame him.
Shook.
Yeah, and I don't blame him.
He looks shook.
You got benched.
He's
got
to get ready, because they're going to need him at some point. No team starts a quarterback for 16 straight games.
Well, Foles won't start 16 games.
Well, I mean, yes. 14 more. Or 13 more.
I'm just saying.
It's nice of you to say that they're not going to make the playoffs. And
I never said
games.
I never said that.
I had 16 thinking that they would get to the championship round.
I have 24
with
games.
With a bye.
24 games.
I went with
in
a
the
bye.
Next season. Celebratory celebrations. Season.
I'm awake, Abdallah. Why would you
I
say
don't think
I'm not
so.
Awake?
I think you're asleep.
Have you changed your opinion on how you thought the Bears would finish this season? They're 3-0. Heading into the year, if Trubisky was going to be the quarterback, I thought 7-9 was the ceiling. But then, when we talked about it on the show,
we had swing games,
and I could swing that puppy all the way to 9-7, 10 wins. I could see it with Foles. I could do it. I could see it. What do you think? 312-332-3776. I'm awake!
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Talking Bears football with you here on ESPN 1000. The phone number is 312-332-3776. You can also watch the show on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. I'm awake, Twitchers. Just watch out.
Don't sleep.
I'm just making sure they know.
Oh, I mean, you're sleeping.
You keeping an eye on the Twitchers there?
Yeah, hold on.
Just making sure.
It's an NFL game here.
What? Alex and Wheeling, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
I think right now, like, I feel like the Bears have a pretty good chance to reset their offense right now. Obviously, they have a more composed QB with Foles. But also with the injury to Tariq Cohen, you don't have the gadget player that everyone labeled him as. Nagy doesn't have to make any trick plays to have him fit in the offense. You got two running backs with Patterson and Montgomery that know what they're doing. A structured QB. So let him get back to his original playbook, run the right plays. And I think other than that, just have him talk less at the press conferences and get to his point, and it should be all good from here.
Thanks for the call, Alex. You know, I kind of really like Cordarrelle Patterson as a running back. Four carries for 13 yards, a 3.3 average. His long of six yesterday, splitting carries with David Montgomery. Montgomery had 14 carries for 45 yards. I'll say this. It sucks that Tariq Cohen got hurt, but I don't know if really the offense changes a whole lot without him. He had five touches yesterday, and what, the week before he had like four?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't really do anything. I get it. He got his paper, and congratulations to him, and it sucks that he's hurt.
Yeah.
But to me, he's not much of a game changer in this offense to begin with. He's a gadget player that I think they think he's much more talented than he really is. They think he's Darren Sproles. They said that on the broadcast yesterday. He's like Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles is a really good player. I don't know if Tariq Cohen's ever been Darren Sproles.
No, it does. It does suck anytime, you know, a player gets injured and he's going to be out for the season.
I like watching him, but
I think that Montgomery and Patterson, more touches for Patterson, you know, and I think that helps the offense. I think that that helps. You know, Nick Foles also have some form of protection back there as well, because you have more, you know, like if Cohen's back there, they still think you can pass it to him. You know, if you get Patterson, if you get Montgomery back there, you're running. You're going to, it's up to that offensive line to start pushing guys around and start creating some holes for guys to run.
I've always thought that Cohen was a more impactful slot wide receiver.
Yes.
Than a running back.
Yeah.
So I always thought the handoffs to Tariq Cohen were, I know yesterday he had two carries for 21 yards. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But have we seen that from the majority of his career in a Bears uniform? I don't think we have.
No.
Now, as a punt returner, he's really good. I'll give you that. For a punt returner, he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Freddie in Humboldt Park. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. Love the show so far. So you guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
But definitely, there's a couple plays that stood out for me right away. Number one, I know there was one earlier or later in the third quarter where Mooney gets motioned into or gets motion, and he comes out, he's open wide over the field. That has been open all year. I've seen that play numerous times, and Trubisky always tries to force it deep to Robinson. And then that throw again, I believe it was on fourth and sixth, absolute game changer. I would bet my life Trubisky never makes that throw or doesn't see that read. I think with Nick Foles at that helm, this is an 11 or 12 win team. Please don't laugh at me, but that's where I'm feeling.
No, so I'm not laughing. No, Freddie, I'm with you. And we talked about it before this season, is that we had swing games on the schedule because, Freddie, we thought if Foles was the guy, we felt more comfortable with this Bears team in some of these close games. Now that Trubisky's not the guy, I lean towards some of these games, especially against the Vikings, as two wins.
Well,
I like that.
I think you're kind of looking at some teams, too, where, you know, the Colts, the Bears are a dog in that game, but I think it's a winnable game.
Yes,
I also think the Bucs game is a winnable game. It's a short week. You're the home team.
Hey, Brady doesn't move. Right,
I know.
Brady?
I know.
Mac knows where he's going to be, right?
Yeah, and exactly. And one more thing really quickly. I think, and this is just me, you know, just looking at it from the outside, is that Robinson's going to have a huge year, especially now with Holmes at the helm. I mean, you kind of got a taste of it yesterday. And if Jimmy Graham gives us 60% of what he's doing right now, again, 11 or 12 win team for sure.
All right. Thank you for the call, Freddie. We appreciate it. Let's go to Mo in Chicago Ridge. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mo?
Hey, guys. Basically say what the other guy said right now. I think that the Bears, I'm looking at the schedule. We got the Colts, we got the Bucs. I think the Panthers easy win. I mean, I feel like the Bears could get on a roll here and maybe even upset some teams that we wouldn't be expected to win against. You know, I feel like Foles, if he can stay healthy, that's the main thing. If he can stay healthy, I feel like the Bears go on a roll right here where they can secure a playoff spot even if they don't win the division, because the Packers are playing really good. Aaron Rodgers is on a tear right now, even though I hate to say it as a Bears fan. But, I mean, the guy is on a roll. And it doesn't, like, it's not an easy division to win. But at the same time, I feel like the Bears could really quite easily sneak into one of those wild card spots. There's three this year. So, I mean, I feel like it's an open competition for the Bears. And honestly, I like what you guys said. I think Tariq Cohen going down, even though he's a great guy, he does a lot on the field, and he's a distraction piece. But I feel like maybe this is a blessing in disguise, because now you get to feed Montgomery a little bit more, which he didn't do last year, and they should have done. And now you're in a position where you gotta use him. You gotta utilize him to actually make an impact in the game. And I think he can really do that if the Bears use him smartly.
Thanks for the call, Mo. We appreciate it, man. And, you know, like, that's where we look at this team. And I know that Mo was kind of going through some of the different options on the schedule, too. I mean,
I only see two losses.
Really?
I mean, maybe three.
Two losses.
Maybe three losses. you go to LA and you lose to the Rams.
Two losses.
Maybe, listen, you're beating the Colts, you're beating the Bucks, you're beating the Panthers. You might lose to the Rams.
Do you remember?
The Saints are trash. Tennessee's trash. The Vikings are trash. Packers are world beaters. Detroit's
you say Tennessee's trash. They're 3-0.
Huh? Maybe four losses.
Okay.
Maybe right. Four losses.
I mean, I don't like the Titans. I'm just giving you. I don't know if you can
losses.
Be 3-0 and be
four
trash.
Losses. Four losses.
Can you
then.
Technically be 3-0
four
and
losses.
Trash?
People would say the Bears are.
That's fair. But is that?
No, it wouldn't be me.
Is that Nick Foles?
It wouldn't be me.
Bears at 3-0, or is that Trubisky Bears?
It wouldn't be me saying that.
Do you have what you thought the Bears would be before this season?
7-9.
We talked about this on September the 3rd on this show. And I had the Bears at 3-0 through 3 weeks.
Yes, so did I. No, I take that back. I had them losing to Atlanta, I believe.
Okay, so you don't have what we did.
No, I know I had them 7-9.
No, but I just asked you on September the 3rd, mm-hmm. Do you have what we went
yeah,
through?
Yeah, it's in the bag somewhere. And you want me to get the notes out? I got to get up and get notes out? No, hold on.
No, I'm just pointing out that you said yes, and then you immediately said you didn't know what your answer was. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I asked you, do you know what you said? And then you immediately, come do it on camera. Come bring your folder out on camera and look through it over here so people on Twitch can see you. I'm just saying, I just asked you, what do you think? I'll talk to Eric in Oswego while you try and figure that out, right?
It's not in here.
Eric, you're on ESPN 1000. You don't even have it? Eric, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Good show.
I don't know. I'm dealing with Abdallah here. I don't know what's happening. What's up, man?
Oh, everybody has to deal with him, so. No, I just want to bring up the fact that I don't hear many people talking about, and that's the fact that we're going to get to really find out whether or not Nagy is the play caller that we were told that he was going to be.
Right.
And he's got nobody to blame it on now, nobody to pass the buck, so to speak. And is he going to call the plays? Because we've often complained that he didn't call the right plays for Mitch. And now we've got a pocket passer and somebody who understands the offense. Let's see if Nagy actually puts a game plan together that works.
Yeah, that's a good point, Eric. Appreciate the phone call. Call again. You know, no longer are there excuses. To my eye, I think the offensive line has played well to this part of the season. Mm-hmm. The running backs have played well to this part of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Robinson is a stud. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a little bit more from the tight ends.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Graham's been okay,
mm-hmm.
right? So the excuses are melting away. The quarterbacks have flipped. So now, Nagy, you have to have a good offense. You have to have good play calling. Draw us up some schematics, right? Like, this is why he's here. Eric makes a good point. There are no more excuses now for Matt Nagy.
No, absolutely. I didn't hear what he said, but I'm sure it was great because I was looking for my notes. I couldn't find it.
The Twitch chat says, what is this, high school? You're pulling
how else
out
you
notebooks
keep notes?
And then
yeah.
What?
I got a pad of paper
folders?
And a folder. Yeah, for paper. Well, how else do you keep notes?
I'm just saying.
I thought, you want to know
how I did it? I emailed it to myself.
I searched my Google email. I typed out a Google Doc. Oh, I'm
Bears
sorry.
Bears 2020 schedule. Here you go. You want to know what? I have the Bears losing against the Colts and the Bucks.
Hater.
But then beating the Panthers.
Hater.
That Rams game is going to be tough. I think it's still tough.
Hater.
They could beat the Saints, right?
I'm sorry. I like to keep, you know, I like to keep a renewable energy source like paper going. You know, people need paper.
Paper is not a renewable source.
Yeah, because you plant more trees.
With that paper?
How do you think we make paper?
You can't plant more trees with that paper. That's not how it works.
You plant more trees, you make paper. You get the seeds off the trees, you plant more trees, you make paper. How do you think paper is made? Have you not watched The Office?
How do you think trees are made, sir?
You plant seeds.
Okay, and how are you getting those seeds? You're not getting them from that paper.
I get them before I cut down the trees. The energy it takes for you to type out a note, the fumes, the emissions, what you're using a computer.
Emissions.
You're hurting the environment. I'm helping. I'm keeping paper products in business. Small mom and pop shops, small office supply stores.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just telling you what it is.
Coming up next, we say goodnight to all of the Trubisky truthers out there. That's next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Little programming note here at ESPN 1000. Tomorrow you can hear the White Sox and the A's at 1:45. The AL Wildcard Series Game 1 tomorrow right here on ESPN 1000. After the game, Black and Abdallah will be here for your post-game coverage with the baseball show after Game 1 between the Sox and the A's. And then Game 1 on Wednesday, Marlins and Cubs. That game you can hear right here on ESPN 1000. At 12:45 for the National League Wild Card Game 1 of that series. And Black and Abdallah will be with you with the baseball show after that game concludes as well. If it's still during the Waddle and Sylvie hours, we'll hear from Tom Waddle and we'll hear from Mark Silverman after the Cubs and the Marlins Game 1 on Wednesday. Black and Abdallah will be here with you till 8 o'clock both days right here on ESPN 1000 following baseball.
Yeah, we'll get Spunky Sylvie on and he'll tell us about the Cubs.
Yes.
Whether they won or lost.
Yes.
He'll be angry.
Well, no. If they win, he'll be happy.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Abdallah. The Twitch chat, by the way, ESPN 1000 Chicago. Mm-hmm. People are not into you and your anti-using technology to
no,
learn.
No, it's fine.
Take.
When the cloud goes down. When the cloud goes down, I'm gonna have my notes. So that's fine.
Okay. So
to be fair, you're sitting... in front of two printed out pieces of paper that you've scribbled on.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with notes?
Yes, those are my notes. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this one I didn't write on. I just printed out some information that I needed.
Why? If you have it on your email, why do you need to print it out? Just put it up on the screen.
Sometimes I just print things out in case I can't get the computer situated when we start a show.
Oh, so if the computer's not working,
Well, we have the shifts that change, you know, when Waddle and Sylvie end, and then we come running
so
in.
So you
here.
Need the paper, though,
well, sometimes
in case the computer's being slow or something?
I'm not doing this.
You're not doing what?
I'm not giving in to your nonsense here.
I'm just asking.
But I saw something in the Twitch chat that I wanted to ask you about. You're getting me off the point here. Someone asked, do you have one of those pens with the four colors in it?
I remember
that
those.
From back in the day?
Yeah.
And so I started to think, like, no. I went to the bathroom and on my way back, I was thinking of, like, remember all the cool stuff that you had, like school supplies? Like, even though at the time you didn't really like it,
yeah.
It was like, Trapper Keepers were pretty cool at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you had the zip all the way around.
Oh, yeah. Keep all your stuff in there.
Well, there are some kids that only had the little Velcro piece with the little arm. You know what I'm talking about. For those Trapper Keepers,
yeah, I know
those are terrible.
About. Yeah, everything fell out of those. You're gonna
of
keep
course, everything
them.
Fell out.
Can't keep anything in them.
So when you had a desk at school, in grade school, did you keep it clean?
When like
you had
my
the
own
same
desk?
You know, like when you were a little kid and you had the same desk every day, did you have it like organized or were you one of those kids that just tossed all your crap inside and closed it?
I never had one of those desks.
You never in your life? You never had one of those?
No.
Like third grade, fourth grade?
I didn't go to a rich
fifth
kid.
Grade.
Didn't go to a rich
what do you
kid
mean,
school.
Rich
kid
school.
Where these desks open
you never
and close.
Had, you never
these
had such a thing?
Desks open and close?
Oh, no. Am I?
Desks open and close?
Green Oaks, Illinois?
I don't know.
At Oak Grove?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay. You sit at a desk, right?
Nope.
You sit at a desk.
No, I know. I'm aware. I've you've created a visual.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's like an empty bin.
Yeah.
And there's a couple little, like on the side, there's a little ledge so pencils can go there. And maybe in the back,
and it
there's
was just
a little,
yours?
Yeah. Like in the third grade, you go to the same desk every day. You're not going from room to room. You're in the same classroom.
Chris had the Lamborghini desk.
Yeah.
They just went up.
What model desk? What is this? You got a WD-40 that thing every once
in a
while?
No, and the chair was connected to the desk. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I had a chair connected to the desk. We had the little wire thing underneath so you could like set your books underneath.
Yeah, those are more, the wire thing's more for like high school age. I'm talking like when you're a little kid.
We had those from the Twitch chat wants to know where the hell you went to school, man. What rich kid school did you go to?
What up, Oak Grove?
What school did your driver drop you off at?
My mom? She dropped me off at Oak Grove.
Would have been nice to have a driver.
I agree. No one really had the thing. They had a big bin in it. You just put all your stuff. Did you have a locker? Did you not have lockers at school? Like, what is wrong with you?
A locker?
Did you have a locker?
Not till middle school.
Yeah, like 5th, 6th, 7th grade?
Yeah, middle school. 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Middle school. Middle school.
Okay. Did you keep that clean or did you just throw stuff in it?
No, I kept it clean.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
You could have started with locker, not your rich kid desk.
Man. All right. Are we done with the Trubisky truthers now?
I hope so. No. See, here's what I don't understand. I better not. This is a warning. I'm going to look right in the damn camera and say this. This is a warning to all you truthers out there.
Yeah.
Don't come at me on Sunday when Foles throws an interception and be like, well, Trubisky could have done that. I get it. I get it. Foles isn't the answer. No one is living in a world where we think Nick Foles is all of a sudden Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson who are lighting it up or Aaron Rodgers who's still getting it done. None of us think that. He's just better than the other guy. That's it. So when he throws an interception or he misreads something or he takes a bad sack, he's just better than the other guy. Slightly above. Slightly above. That's it. So don't come at me on Twitter with some BS. Be like, well, look at Trubisky. Because that's the first thing that happened. Well, he came in and he threw an interception right away. Trubisky could have done that. Shut up. Shut up. You're not right. You're wrong. You lost this battle. Guess who? Guess what? It didn't end well for you. It ended well for us.
Oh, I mean, listen, I want the Bears to win. That's the bottom line.
Of course.
And to be fair, you and I are the ones that coined the phrase Trubisky truthers over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
On the air. So it's something that we hold near and dear to our heart because we think it's hilarious that there are people who hold on to the fact that thinking that Trubisky, who was picked number 2 overall, is going to be an elite quarterback because he's not. And thus you are called a Trubisky truther.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of, you and I thought it would be nice to put something together, whip something up for Cap and Jay Hood in the morning, 7 to 10 every weekday morning right here on ESPN 1000. And we thought that this would be a nice way that they could celebrate the Bears being 3-0. They could play this piece of audio tomorrow on the show, hopefully at 7:02. They could fire this off. And so I spent a lot of time earlier today putting this together because, you know, the Trubisky truthers are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, it was a tough day for them. A tough pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
So in honor of Cap and Jay Hood, but mostly Cap, we put this together in honor of Mitchell Trubisky being benched for Nick Foles, since he is a Trubisky truther himself. Cap, this is for you. Hopefully we hear it tomorrow on Cap and Jay Hood from 7 to 10.
I'm going
to
sing along.
We belong together.
Bears just 1-for-6 on third down today.
Ready?
Third down at 8. Trubisky's pass is picked off. Brady Rand Wilson comes up with the interception for Atlanta.
I was in Mitchell Trubisky's corner, but here's the truth. He foobarred his opportunity, folks. He had the job. All he had to do was play better.
We decided that we're going to start Nick Foles
as a starter against Indianapolis.
Without saying take that, you just spent 15 minutes saying take that.
No, I didn't, because
you can read between the lines. I get what you did there, Kaplan.
You sure you're not putting in the chest of Waddle, Sylvie, Black Abdallah,
Waddle at least had the temerity to go on social media and acknowledge that he was wrong. Hey, the two little dudes from Libertyville that are on at night. Did they start crying on their show when that news broke? Because it broke during their show. Were they sobbing? Did they throw up? Did we go to network programming? What did they do? I'd love to know.
Well, I keep hearing Tom say, and Sylvie, yesterday, Waddle and Sylvie were saying, you gave up a fourth round pick and you paid him a bunch of money, so automatically, that's your guy. And I couldn't disagree with them more vehemently. Jackson, he's up first. Hey, Jackson, what's up?
Hey, Cap. Hope you're doing good. I just want to talk about Ryan Pace making dumb decisions. It's just enough. I just had enough of this.
I owe every single human being, dog, cat, bird, goldfish, and every other creature on God's green earth an apology. Forever leading you to believe Mitchell Trubisky could get it done at quarterback. Dog. Cat. Bird. Goldfish. I apologize to all of you. Did they start crying on their show when that news broke? Because it broke during their show. Were they sobbing? Did they throw up?
Bird.
I don't know what he had in his throat. If he felt like he had this. I have no idea. Cat. If Foles was that good, he would have already won the job, because 99% of our audience thinks Mitch sucks. Well, then how is it close? Goldfish. I apologize to all of you.
We decided that we're going to start Nick Foles as a starter against Indianapolis.
Come on, everyone in the back!
They turn the lights on in the concert hall. It's last call for the truth.
Here it is.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Woo. Show flew by tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night till 8. We'll be on right after the White Sox and the Athletics game one, the AL wild card. This game, you'll hear it here on ESPN 1000 at 1:45, right here on ESPN 1000. Black and Abdallah will join you after to break down the game with the baseball show. And then we'll be here with Black and Abdallah, the program, until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. On the program tomorrow, early lines for week 4 in the NFL. We'll talk some gambling and also 5 up, 5 down, the 5 best NFL teams, 5 worst NFL teams in the league. Have they changed from last week? We'll talk football with you tomorrow night, and we will also talk White Sox and Cubs playoff baseball right here on ESPN 1000. Thanks to Sean Davis for producing tonight's show. You can download the podcast at the ESPN Chicago app. You can also download it on Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, wherever you get your wherever you download your podcast. Listen to Black and Abdallah right there on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, so the Sox take on the A's tomorrow. We spend a lot of time here on the show talking about the Chicago Cubs. And our friend Brian O'Connor, his handle on Twitter is at BroConnor, gives us a White Sox report once a week.
Yeah, you'd think of playoffs coming up. It's the first time since 2008 the White Sox.
Pretty big news, right?
Hyped. Could not be more hyped. I know the people have been excited for this because they want to get hyped for the White Sox run in the playoffs with this. So this should be a good one.
Yeah, it should be a good one. And since, like I said, to set this up, well, we talk a lot of Cubs baseball. To be fair and balanced, we say, okay, Brian, give us a White Sox report each and every week. And here it is.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
Bro Connor's proud of you.
Thanks, guys. Well, the end of the regular season, and if you told me before this year started the Sox were going to end this year with 35 wins, I would have taken that in a heartbeat. Obviously, the last week was not ideal, but, you know, more wins than the Cubs. A lot of good that did us, right? The Cubs win the NL Central again by a mile, but the Sox are the seven seed. So, you know, whatever. I'm not going to flip. Oh, sorry, can't say flip. I know we're not talking about bat flips or front flips or side flips or walk flips or stealing home flips or any of those. I know, don't want to get anybody angry. Oh, but you know who is angry? Bad boy Bryant. Yep, that's right. The baby blues are squinting at you, and then the smile, it's an angry smile. But don't worry, I'm sure Captain Riz is going to figure it all out and calm him down. I'm sure he'll get to bat clean up in a handshake line, you know. But anyway, everybody, enjoy the playoffs. Go to your local grocery store and pick up one of those giant sheet cake cookies that we all love, you know. Never a White Sox sheet cookie cake, is it? No, it's always a Cubs cookie cake. So you're just trying to check out and get your dinner, and all you see is a stack of 50 Cubs cookie cakes. Anyway, enjoy your cookie cakes, everybody, all right. Thanks for letting me talk about the White Sox.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
Bro Connor's proud of you.
Did someone send him the picture of the Cubs and Sox cookies where it was Cubs versus Soxes, and it's S-O-X-E-S?
Will and Palatine, you have the final 30 seconds of the show. Gotta be quick. What's up, Will?
Is that me?
Yeah, Will, what's up? Plainfield, Will, what's up?
In Plainfield, Abdallah, guess what I'm doing?
What are you doing, Will?
What?
Remember? Come
are you, are you cleaning the bathroom?
What?
Not yet.
Is this all? This is all we have, Will? This is all you got?
You got 5 seconds. Hey.
You got 5 seconds, Will. You only have 5 seconds. You got anything?
Love you.
Cubs or Sox, Will?
Love you.
You are listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.